guys, how you, we're at here in phase two, getting ready to go to OTAs. How do you feel everything's going this offseason?
Well, I feel like it's going great. I think we're off to a great start. Great seeing the guys back and being able to engage with them, and just looking forward to getting started with OTAs.
How much different does it feel for you, having gone through OTAs before, but now having a better understanding of just pretty much everything that's going on around here?
Oh, yeah, I'm very comfortable this year. You know, last year was a great learning experience, and now I can know, I really know what to expect, and having that year underneath my belt is a great help.
Specifically, have you been emphasizing when you're working on your pass rush? Because I know that Coach Quinn talks about counter moves.
Yeah, definitely counter moves. And I've been working with a number of coaches this year so far, Coach Smith, Coach Ulbrich, and because I'm playing Sam now, and Coach Cox. And they've been helping me a whole lot. And just having all their different opinions and different strategies has helped me a lot so far. Oh, it's off to a great start. And just know it's a new position. I played a little bit of a linebacker in college, but it's different in the league because it's more of a responsibility, but I'm off to a great start with it.
How do you think you will do covering tight ends, and that's one of those Sam responsibilities?
Yeah, I think I do great. You know, I have a great versatility and athletic ability that guys bless me with, and also – you know, I played a little bit in college, so that adds as a help.
How tough is it covering tight ends? I mean, y'all are just dropping in zone sometimes, but if you got to cover a man, that's a little different.
Yeah, it is different. I had a couple of times last year where I had to drop in coverage and cover man, and I did a pretty good job with it. So I don't think it'll be too difficult for me, but it is something I can work on.
In Tennessee, was that man where you had to pick, or was that a zone?
Well, that was actually like a peel technique where I had to rush and peel.
And just came to you the ball on the interception?
Against Tennessee?
Yeah.
I think I had an interception that game.
San Fran.
Yeah.
Have you done anything different with your training? You look noticeably bigger this offseason.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, just put my mind to it, you know, having a great nutritionist. And working hard in the offseason has served as a great help.
How about health-wise? I mean, the labrum became a story late in the year. Overall, how do you feel? And if you don't mind, how did that injury limit you and cost you maybe being as effective as you believe you can be?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's kind of just blown out of proportion. Last year, it didn't really hinder me. You know, I played with the labrum in college, but it didn't hinder me any. I was able to become an All-American college, but now I'm off to a great start, and I feel 100% now with my labrum.
Now that you feel 100%, what can 100% Vic Beasley do at this level?
I mean, I'm just trying to be the best that I can be. You know, I'm surrounded by great players. We've got Claiborne, Babineau, and Shelby, and a number of other guys that are going to help make this defense great. Yeah, we have a defensive end, Ivan, and I've been helping him a lot. You know, he has great ability, and I'm just trying to give him sights and points on pass rush and dropping in coverage from what I know now. And he's buying into it, so we're looking forward to seeing how good he can be.
Vic, it looks like Grady Jarrett's going to get a little bit more playing time this year and very high expectations. I know you've been around him for a long time. When he's on, what can he bring to the football group?
I mean, he brings energy, and he's obviously a great player. And when he gets his opportunity, he takes advantage of it. And, you know, he provides a pass rush, and he's a run stopper. And we definitely can use him out there on the field.
How can y'all improve the pass rush overall? A lot of people have been talking about it over the offseason. And, with you being one of the key members and Shelby coming on and Claiborne coming back. How do y'all, you know, we know it's more than just sacks to hurries and, getting the guy off the spot and so forth. How are y'all planning on improving that portion of the attack?
Yeah, I mean, we have great guys in place and the guys that we brought in definitely going to add to that. And just a relentless pursuit. You know, you have to want to get after the quarterback, and I think we just have to have a relentless pursuit to get after the quarterback.
And I guess sometimes you might not, coming from the linebacker spot, how would that be different for you? I'm sure you'll have to come sometime rushing from over there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure in the game plan they'll use me as rushing and obviously dropping back, going back and forth. So.
You looking forward to that? That's new for you, right?
Yeah, I think it's just using my abilities in different areas on the field and just maximizing my gifts.
DeMarco talked about cleaning up the offense. Looking back, where do you feel like the defense, where you particularly can really fine-tune right before OTA start?
I think just that leadership. You know, we have a number of guys who can be leaders, and we got vocal leaders. We got guys who lead by example. So, you know, just defining that and just – someone stepping out and just taking advantage of those roles.
Are you trying to step up more as a leader?
Yes, I am. And just my second year, last year was a good learning experience. And now I'm going into a more mature role and guys are looking up to me. And now I'm just trying to take advantage of that.
You came in talking about double digit sacks or whatever. You know, do those numbers, is that something that you look at and say, hey, you know what? I don't need to put a number on it. I need to just go out there. How do you look at the situation?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I don't necessarily probably shouldn't put a number on that. Just try to adapt to the guys around me. You know, the guys around me are going to push me, and obviously that's a goal of mine, and I'm just going to keep working hard to get there.
You said you don't want to put a number on it?
No, I'm not going to put a number on it. Just going to work hard, OTAs, training camp, and just try to be the best that I can be.
Have you studied anybody in particular when you're looking at those counter moves? Anybody you've been looking at?
Yeah, I watch Von Miller all the time, and we share a lot of similarities. And I don't necessarily try to be exactly like him because I'm my own person, but we do share a lot of similarities, and I try to mirror some of my stuff out to him.
And what would be the, what do you think would be the 1, 2, 3 things that will make this transition smooth for you?
As the Sam linebacker?
Yeah. Going back and forth, I guess you'd be at end on Nen and Nico and Sam and the
Bay. I mean, I think just studying and being comfortable with the playbook. You know, it's a lot of different assignments. You can be confused going from Nico to Sam, but it's just being a student of the game and studying film and learning everything that I can learn.
Do